Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Since California's gun violence restraining order law took effect 3 years ago, it's been used hundreds of times to take weapons away from someone considered an extreme risk, says attorney Julia Weber at the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence in San Francisco.
There are cases ranging from someone's spouse who's struggling with dementia, inappropriately removing firearms from the home and could be a threat, to people who have made threats at workplaces.
A family member or law enforcement can petition to confiscate someone's guns for from 3 weeks to a year. But many people remain unaware of the law, and some counties don't use it at all. Weber calls it a common-sense measure that's catching on, with even President Trump and some Senate Republicans now willing to help expand it nationally.
Americans want something done, and this is one of the ways we can support law enforcement, which is really, literally in the line of fire.
But many mass shooters don't signal their intentions, and it doesn't appear either the El Paso or Dayton gunman would have been stopped by a red flag law. Still, Weber says it's one more tool in the box to try to avert more carnage. Doug Sovereign, KCBS.